No, I'm on my car.
Hi, I'm Rick Tagum. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I had to watch those minutes there for a while.
What'd you say?
I had to watch my minutes for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
My cell phone there.
Yeah, I understand. Who's here?
Going.
Good, good. Solstice is going well. Who else is here?
Sadanam.
Hi, Sadanam. How are you?
Struggling a little bit with that migraine.
Oh, my goodness. Do you get those very often?
You know, I used to, and they come in like waves, and so I've had this since Sunday. And so it kind of, you know, it's not I don't get them very bad. I usually just get the neat colors.
I've had that. It's wonderful. And who else just came on? Did somebody else come on? Sadanam, who is this?
I'm on Graham.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Well, I guess everybody else is out here at Solstice, huh?
Probably.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are still going to have a class. It's still going to go up. I've met so many people who say they listen to the recordings of the classes, or they're online, but they just don't speak up. So it's very interesting. It's very wonderful to finally meet people face-to-face that we've heard on the telephone for such a long time. It's just wonderful. There is a forest fire, but it keeps moving away from us, which is great. Sadanam, hello? Who else is here?
This is Shelley.
Shelley?
Hi, I'm new.
Oh, good. Welcome, Shelley.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was just talking about solstice. And the tantric is delightful. They're doing tantric right now, and yesterday's tantric was just lovely. Was not hard. It was just nice. And it's not been too hot. And it's not rained. So we're going along very well. Anybody else here? Okay, this is us. Okay. So, Shelley, have you ever taken a Kundalini yoga class?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. So you know how to tune in.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so everybody sit straight, please. Long deep breath. Long deep breath and relax. Relax at the third eye. Oh, welcome. Breathe long and deep. And inhale to begin. Namo. Namah, stars are in the moon, and you go to heaven in the moon. And long deep breathing. Breathing from the belly, very slow, very deep. And breathing through the nose. And now begin heart breath, which means continuing the long deep breathing, but on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Now extend this beautiful breath. It's really energy, healing energy. Continue this heart breath and extend it to everybody in our circle. Whether you are listening on the telephone or whether you are listening to the recording. Now send out this very beautiful healing breath to everybody who needs it, who could use it, who will accept it. Inhale and exhale and breathe. So let's see who's here with us. Oh, is Bubba City Chun? He says, there are a few things I need to get straight here. Okay, sir. Up to his old self. He says, well, what do you expect? Okay. He says he knows he's been harping on this a long time, and so has everybody else. He says his heart breath is magnificent. He says you must do it. You must do it all the time. He says it's a very important part of self-preservation. He's sort of mixing Piscean and Aquarian now. He says yes, so that everybody can understand it. He says, if you do not live in heart breath, if you do not live from the heart, if you do not surrender, he says, if you do not surrender to your soul, to the cosmos, through your heart, he says, you will be left behind. He says, you will be stuck by like glue to that old age. He says that it's disappearing. It's like the ship is leaving shore now. And he says if you don't live from that heart or from that heart breath and give up entirely to it, he says that's your passage on the ship. If you don't do that, you remain on the shore. And he is it's not exactly an apology. It's more like, God bless you for the decision that you make, either consciously or unconsciously. God bless you for whatever decision you make. You're totally respected for whatever condition that you make. But understand that you are not a victim. Understand that you are not a victim of circumstances. It's a matter of choice. You said some of you may think that you have been born to a certain station. Oh, what does that mean? He says, born to a certain station to automatically know who you are in terms of wealth, in terms of ideas and creativity, in terms of development of your life flow. In other words, being cared for, catered to, going to good schools, being in good business. And he says, you might find that you're disappointed. He says, because when it comes down to it, those things sustained the Piscean time. He said, the only thing that sustains this new time, this Aquarian time, is, he says, being tuned in, tuning in. He says, tuning in, he means connecting. And we have heard this before. But he says, yes, you've heard it before, but how are you going to get it if I don't tell you again and again, he says. He says, connecting from that most pure, open, and free heart. He says, I know this sounds nice in theory. He says, but the real test of it is when you get off this phone call. He said, when you get off this phone call, will you revert to judging, putting down, going into victimization? He says, will you join others in reinforcing their own victimization, their own judgments? Will you do that? He says, do you love those people? He said, if you love those people, he says, don't reinforce their self-debilitation. Do not reinforce their self-debilitation. He says, at most, help them understand this real presence of who they are, of who their heart is. He says, just you can do it by just doing heart breath. So that, you know that expression, ring my chimes? He says, this is it. This is the epitome of ring my chimes, okay? He says, if they're up for it, you can begin to explain it. He says, if they're not up for it, they're not up for it. You can't not convince anybody. You cannot make anybody understand this. He says, the most important thing is that you connect. And connection... connection on the vibratory level is the most, he calls it salient point, the most real, the most progressive, the most effective level that you can relate to someone. He says, all this talk, all this hubbub, he says, he says, if you can get it, if you can get your talk moving in such a way that it supports the multidimensional person, in other words, the subtle energies, the dimension in which the matrix, the connection of energies occurs, he says, that is where the heart of conversation lies. But if you perpetuate the hurt, the anxiety, the angst, the pulling apart, the distrust, he says you just allow people to fall into that net of gloom and doom. He says, do the heart breath, and if they can't get it, then bless them. He says, but do not encourage them in it. He says, so often you encourage people in that, you reinforce it, you just say, yes, oh yes, I understand. And then allow them to go, and then they feel justified into going deeper. He says, that hurts their heart, that hurts your heart. And he said, not only have you let them down, but you have let yourself down, because you are participating and allowing that connection to move to a level in which disconnect is encouraged. It's reinforced. He says, just not talking to them, just loving them and not talking, not reinforcing, would be a much better alternative. Sometimes you reinforce that in others because you think that will make them feel better. That will reinforce your connection, because they may think that if you don't reinforce that reinforcement of disconnect and judgment and victimization, that you're not their friend, therefore you don't love them. He says it's a very backward mechanism. You understand it's a very backward mechanism. He says, but you only do them harm. And if they get mad at you, if they turn that whole situation with you into yet another opportunity for victimization, he says, bless them again. Bless them again and love them. He says, energetically hold them even closer. Through your heart, through your acceptance of who they are and the decisions that they make, you can only love them. You cannot diss them. You cannot beat them into submission to loving themselves. You can't do that. You simply honor the decision that they have made. And at the same time, you honor the decisions that you have made. And you stay in that beautiful center. You stay in your God self. You stay in this wonder of who you are, so that you may continue to increase the power, the knowledge, the movement of this incredible energy that you, as a human, as your God self, have the privilege of consciously embodying, extending, connecting, and receiving is such a is beyond gift. There is such a purity to it, such a loveliness to it. Okay, so now he's saying, if you think of any bit of victimization in yourself, like, oh, God is punishing me, why do I have to go through this, that person is hurting me, any of that, he says, keep that in mind for our meditation. Or if you see any particular person who is going through that, just keep them in mind. Keep them in mind and feel the blessing of their energy. And now begin long, deep breath and heart breath. Relax into the heart breath. Remember, you're not making anything happen. You are not constricting to make it happen. You are relaxing. That's how the flow works. That's how the flow works. So now, just continue this heart breath. and allow this pure relaxation into your own soul, into your own being, into your own blessing. Allow that to occur now. Allow it to occur. Use your breath. And as you do that, let all of your hurts and all of your heartaches, let them just sort of like a fog, let them melt into this beauty. Let them melt into this relaxation. Any thoughts of I can't, why doesn't it happen, why have I been hurt, let it all melt into the sea of the heart breath. All the other restrictions, let them keep coming up and melting into the sea of heart breath. Which extends, it extends as the all in all. It is totally present. It is totally supportive and loving as we allow it. Keep that up. And if you have know of a certain person who is having difficulty with this, I'm going to call it self-victimizing. He says, yes, self-victimizing. Because no one can make you a victim. No one. No one but yourself. Someone who is in struggle, who is in discord or harmony, disharmony, allow this beautiful heart breath to surround them, to hold them in kindness. In a way that allows them to drop their burden. Gives them the safety, the ability, the trust, the comfort to allow them to drop the burden of disconnect, of blame, of judgment. Long deep breath. Hot breath. And remember to honor them. honor them for whatever decision, conscious or unconscious, is made to flow with this. Continue to make this nectar. This is nectar that is flowing from you, through you, to you, connecting us all. Nectar of your heart. Allow this to continue. Continue day and night. It allows you to, he calls it, it allows you to perfect your stillness. Allows you to perfect your stillness. It's not anything that you fight against. It's something that you relax into. Relax into. You are relaxing into your real self. Your beautiful comfort. Your trust. Into your real self. He says, and if you ever have any trouble with this, if you have anything that comes up and grabs your toes and tries to eat you, he's talking about emotionally, conceptually, physically, in any way, he says, you grab on to me. Grab on to me in any way you can, and I am there to help you. I am there to help you put yourself, relax into the sea of heart, the sea of connection. He's always there, always. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. Good. Okay. So now, who would like to share? Comments, questions, whatever.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is
this? This is Guru Ravi from Texas.
Oh, what fun. I'm glad you're here. I have to tell you, I got to meet her finally. Oh, what a sweet, dear, and graceful lady.
Oh, it was such a blessing. Thank you. Since I've returned from Peace Prayer Day, I've had people that have contacted me that are like at the end of their ropes, like in such desperation. And this just is so timely.
Oh, good.
So as I was sending this out, and it was so real that they were surrounded in this, and just thank you. I guess I just wanted to say thank you. And I'm just so humbled by these connections.
How great. He says, yes, he's giving you a bear hug. And he says, and you know how to work with people in that situation. And he says he wants you to know, and he wants everybody here, who whether you're listening to the recording or on this line or even relating this to other people, he says, this is what's coming. You understand? This is the beginning of a tide. Okay? And so even teaching this to people, even doing this with people, sit them down and do this with them. He says, and watch the miracles that occur. Okay? Guru Ravi? Hello? Oh, we lost
Hello?
Hi. So, do you want to tell people about your meeting with Bubba Sudhichand? When you
Oh,
came
sure.
Here? I enjoyed that so much. I'd like you to tell it.
Oh, it was so awesome. On my way up to Ram Dass Puri, I stopped at the temple and found the incredible statue of Bubba Sudhichand and went in to sit, and it was, he's so real. His presence is, it's not a statue, it's incredible. And he was smiling with a little twinkle in his eye and began talking immediately and had me get up and do a happy dance. And I looked all around because there were people walking everywhere. I'm like, right here? And he goes, right here. So I did. And then I stopped on my way back down the mountain to see him again. And it was the same. It was so incredible and just tears streaming. And the presence is so real. And he is here all the time with us and for us. And he told me lots of other things. I don't remember them. I didn't have anything to write with. So, you know, it was just, it was such a beautiful connection. And I felt, I've just felt changed and transformed from it.
He says,
and
yes.
Also from meeting Sudhi Gyan.
He says, didn't we have a good time?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Yes, we did.
He says, well, let's keep it up.
Okay.
Yes, and he's inviting everybody to do that. Everybody. And that that statue, that's the picture of that statue is what's on the website. Thank you, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Are there any other questions or concerns or comments? Oh,
I'd like
yes, yes.
The last couple of days, or I guess in the past week, there seems to be an intensity, almost like an explosion. And I'm just wondering if that is anything.
Yeah, does it? Has anybody else felt that?
Yes.
Who said that?
Yes, Rahmane.
Yes, Rahmane. Yeah. Does it feel like an explosion of energy? Could you describe it a little bit more?
Yes, I felt it too.
Huh?
This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Yes, I've felt an since Saturday this overwhelming energy that's just pushing. It doesn't feel negative, but
uh-huh.
It's on the verge of feeling overwhelming, but it's not quite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very mm-hmm. intense, and it feels very masculine and strong and vibrant.
Mm. Good. Good. Sadanam, is that what it feels like to you?
It's very powerful. I mean, I guess I'm not labeling it either positive or negative. It's just intense, and
very.
The only thing I can very. Feel like it is like it almost feels like there's going to be a physical explosion. It's kind of left a little bit, you know, the last couple of days, but
uh-huh.
over the weekend, yeah, like last weekend and everything, it's just been incredibly intense, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are I think you know, I've just encountered people that are so into drama, it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, and it's like, and so I think that's kind of the effect of, you know, it's just something's intensifying. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
the fire is creating the boil, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Rahmane, is that you talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you? I can't quite hear you.
Oh, is that better?
A little. Can you get?
I don't know.
It sounds like you're in a cave.
Huh?
Oh. Hmm. If I stand back, is that better?
Are you on speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, would you, I'm sorry, Tomas, but would it be okay if you got on regular phone for just this little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, are you on regular phone? Rahmani? Oh, I hope we didn't lose her.
Sounds like it.
Huh?
It sounds like it. This is Amrit. I agree with what the other women are saying about the energy. It's absolutely intense.
Mm-hmm. And how are you experiencing it?
I seem to be very heightened, and actually, I feel like I'm on fire. I feel like a lot of high energy is burning, and it's like the knowing of something's about to happen kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very intense and very interesting.
Okay. This is Shelley. Is it have to do with the solstice energy?
Okay. I'm going to start listening to Baba Siddhi Chand about that in just a minute. That's a perfect question. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to hear from Atma Kadam. Atma Kadam? Atma Kadam?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sitting in a backyard right now.
Oh, good. Sounds good. So have you been experiencing this buildup of energy?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does it feel like to you?
It's been intense at times, and I'm just kind of breathing through it. It's interesting.
Okay.
I can't describe it very well right now.
Because,
where I'm sitting right now is my parents' backyard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I would say it was very emotional also. Intense emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have the rest of you felt anything like that?
This is Honey Munder.
Hi.
Hey.
Go on.
Feeling the opposite. I'm feeling more relaxed. There are stressors that come up, but there's a lot of space for them, and
mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
really appreciating that.
Oh, good. Good. Would you say there are more stressors than usual, or less, or what?
Well, I thought my daughter was arriving in a week, and I had a week to get ready for her, and she's arriving today.
Oh!
I did a long night, but it didn't upset me or worry me. I just kept moving, getting rid of things.
Continuing in your project.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, good. Okay, so this is very... Thank you. And did Rahmani come back on? Oh, darn. Okay. So, sir, what's happening? He says, you got it. He says we already talked about the ship leaving the dock. He says, this is it. He says, this is the ship of the new age. And it is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you are no longer in dreamland about this. You are in it now. So, sir, what about this fire energy? He says it's the energy of transformation. You know, the fire is Baba Siddhi Chand's tattva, you know, element, earth, air, fire, water,
mm-hmm.
is his fire, and that is transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And these predictions that we have had of this new age to come, as the transformation process is a fiery process, and it comes from the, he says, it's kind of like getting a hot seat. He says, that's happening now. that is happening all over the world. And he says, it's intensifying during the solstice, not only because intrinsically of what the solstice is, because of the change of energies and the tilt of the earth and so on, but also because people are quite conscious. For instance, the people here are quite conscious of raising these huge vibrations at this time,
mm-hmm.
And are working with them. Okay? So it's very important that as you feel this heating up, that you continue what he just showed us, the heart breath.
Mm-hmm.
Continue your sadhana, your daily meditations, he says, your daily spiritual outlook. He said, cleanse it. Use the yoga and the meditation to do that. And be who you are. That's the most important thing, is to be who you are, which is... it's kind of hard to explain. You know, you know that difference between being and doing? It's the being. It's the being of connecting. That's who you are. So you allow the energy to move through you. And you have to understand that all of us who are on this call, who have any association with this call, have put ourselves, instead of line of fire, a line of consciousness, to raise the heat, raise the light, and allow all to connect, all of us to connect totally. If you remember those really old-fashioned pictures of telephone switchboards and all those ladies at the switchboards making those connections, he says, that's a very rough image, he says, but you can use it. He says, you're totally connecting. You are a being of connecting. Think of yourself as that. You are a being of connecting. Okay. Well, God bless you all. Huh?
Duryan, I just switched phones. This is Rahmane.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to have you back.
Well, I didn't go away. I just couldn't speak into the group. I wanted to mention that yesterday a friend who used to be a neighbor who works at the Los Alamos Labs in the kind of high security, and he ended up sharing about the Gulf situation, and he said it's not a spill, it's a flow, it's ongoing. And he, you know, he's a top engineer, water engineer, and he's saying he doesn't see how it can be stopped, and the best they can do maybe is do some stuff which I couldn't understand or repeat, but it wouldn't be until September. And there are these huge columns of oil, and all of the animals are going to be dying. And I just sounded devastating, and it was devastating to see this man who's usually so full of bravado saying, we're screwed. We can't stop this. We don't know what to do. And I just feel that... Do we send the love to the... How do we work with this?
We continue to send this heart breath to all involved, which involves everything from the plankton and that beautiful clear water in the sun. We send the heart breath to all those wonderful animals. We send our heart breath to all of those people who are working on this. Remember, their souls are all making their own connections and their own decisions at this time, okay? Now, there are people on this call who have seen other devastating things happening as a result of this explosion, you might call it. And as these things unfold, by the way, Mother Planet, you know, in her last newsletter, she talked about the shakeup. Put on your seatbelt for the shakeup. And the one that's upcoming, I've already written that because I didn't want to miss it being at solstice. She, again, is talking much stronger about the shakeup. The shakeup is, she says it's nearly here. Yikes! Okay. Send heart breath to the conference call. Okay. Heart breath is what will ground you. Heart breath is what will ground you in Mother. And do you understand that people will go in shock? People won't know what to do. And that is why it is, this is not just a nice little thing to do that we have been talking about today. It's not just a nice thing to do. It is extremely important. It's a totally grounding. It's totally anchoring. Anchoring the light so that you can extend the light in such such a challenging circumstance. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. There's nowhere else to put our faith, nowhere else to put our trust or our expectation, none of it. You put yourself into this heart, you do your sadhana, and you extend it.
Yeah.
And you allow the universe to bring you whomever they need to bring you, just like Guru Ravi said that people are calling and very dire right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You maintain your own center, grounded in the earth, and totally anchored in what we call the heavens or the soul or this neutrality or this connection. And that's how we move through this.
Yeah.
Okay, does that answer it, Rahmani?
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you, dear. And thank you very much for that contribution. We appreciate it. And I'm glad you got back on the line.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so since we're about to expire here, we better close out. Okay. God bless you all. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. And inhale. Rahmani, would you lead us?
Sure. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love around you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on.
Inhale. And may you find profound rest, profound joy, relaxation, and kindness in being in this pure, pure place, being of connection. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. He says, Baba Sadie-chan says, don't forget to talk to me, ever. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Sat Nam.